Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here today. A few minutes late for those joining us live. Sorry about that, but better late than never, as they say. Good to see you all again. Hope you're doing well. If you're joining us live here tonight, you're maybe tuning in later on in the archives, BitChute, Library, RedEyes.tv, RedEyesMembers.com. We're also uploading to, I'm trying to upload to BrandNewTube.com, which is varied success. Another alternative, of course, but we do have some of our videos up there. I'm going to try to be more strict and upload every single one to brand YouTube. But check them out. I think they do live stream too, by the way. You can live stream. Maybe I should do that. We'll try that next time. Live stream to brand YouTube. See how that goes. And of course, what else do we have? Well, check out a new video here. Got that up yesterday. I'm sure you've seen it. If not, check it out. How to decolonize your life. And be free of white colonialism. New video by Lana went up yesterday, so if you didn't see it yet, definitely check it out. A lot of good stuff in there. Always takes a little bit of effort, the effort posting, to pull some of those particular videos together. But we do enjoy doing live streams as well, of course, beyond the other shows that we do, just because you can, you know, talk more generally about some of the developing stories and news and stuff like that. So we try to mix it up. If you're new, we do some pre-recorded stuff. We do some live streams. We do interview shows and a number of different things, of course. All right. Well, we have I guess kind of the theme today, I guess I should do this first. If you do want to, September 9th, by the way, if you're joining us in the archives, yes, September 9th is where I add those down in the lower thirds. I'll cue myself what to say, but anyway, if you do want to join us through Super Chats today, that's one way of supporting the show. Another way, of course, is to sign up to the website that you see on screen right there, RedEyesMembers.com. Get exclusive access not only to Weekend Warrior, which we do every Sunday, but also to other exclusive videos that we do, and the second hour of many of the interview shows that we do as well goes up exclusively on the members' website. So a lot for you to dig into that. But yeah, another way you can support us is to through Super Chats, entropystream.live/RedEyesTV. I'll keep an eye on that here today, and also, of course, through dlive.tv/RedEyesTV. Hope everyone over on DLive is doing well. Always good to be with you guys. Let me check so we don't have... Yeah, no, that's up. Entropy Stream is up and running. I just wanted to confirm that, if you will. But yeah, so some of the topics here today I want to get into... it's covering some of the mainstream, how they're treating some of the issues when it comes to both Antifa, but then also juxtaposing that to QAnon and white supremacists, or supremacism, I guess, as a group, the group effort. And it's been extraordinary to watch, you know, from CNN to MSNBC, some of the more kooky kind of liberal outlets, you know, far left outlets. They've been pushing this idea that Antifa doesn't really exist. It doesn't. There's no organized effort. There's no centralized. You can't get a card, right, with Antifa on it. Your card carrying member, etc. So it doesn't really exist. If people just happen to show up, all black clad, you know, cover their faces and have you know, banners with them and symbols and flags and you know, kind of more or less uniform garb, right? The same clothing that they wear. Even some techniques of how to circle their victims. And there is a handbook too, by the way. I mentioned that in the latest Weekend Warrior show. There's an Antifa handbook, but you know, it doesn't matter. They don't really exist. You can't really pin them down. So stop worrying about it. Far left violence it's all right. It's okay, you know, kind of thing. But QAnon, on the other hand, QAnon, now we're talking about a real huge issue, a really dangerous issue. And we've seen a push here, really the last 2 weeks, I'd say, in the mainstream media, to kind of, the way I see it is, do you remember the alt-right? Do you remember the alt-right? Yeah, I vaguely, some vague memory of it. 2015 and 16, there existed this thing called the alternative right. It was called, but yeah. So the much of what the alt-right was in 2016, QAnon is kind of turning out to be in 2020. Do you follow my line of thinking? That there always has to be some kind of baddies on the right that you have to hinge all your accusations on. You have to hang your coat on something, right? Back in 2016, you know, kind of Richard Spencer and many of these other people kind of fulfilled that role, if you will, of being the boogeyman on the right. And but now that doesn't exist, really, for a number of different reasons. He's largely irrelevant, obviously, but he's just kind of not in circulation in that kind of capacity anymore. They can't really use him. Although they did bring him on CNN there that one time as a contributor to kind of talk about Trump's racist tweets. I think he's gone on to endorse Biden, by the way, Joe Biden, which is also kind of interesting that you don't hear too much writing about that in the mainstream media. Okay, whatever. You get my drift, right? QAnon is the new alt-right. So QAnon is the bad guy. QAnon is crazy. And just because I see how they treat it in the media doesn't mean I endorse QAnon. Ironically, the way that they're trying to say that Antifa is actually more what QAnon is. I'm saying it's truly decentralized, right? That it can be anybody and anything, right? And I haven't looked at it long enough to know all the intricacies. I know some of the things which some of them are into, right? But in that sense, it's actually truly, you know, decentralized or whatever. Can't really pin it down. But they need something to hinge this on. And so the way that they've started spinning this is basically QAnon is... That is white supremacy. That is like the Nazis that Trump always surrounds himself with, right? That is QAnon. And so we're going to begin today taking a look at a couple of videos from MSNBC in particular, All In with Chris Hayes. I thought we could begin there. And it kind of it merges all these kinds of different topics. This actually video begins on another, what they say is another conspiracy, because Trump talked about there was this thing that... there was a story that was going around that there were basically people on a plane which had been spotted, right? We're talking about people who are most likely organized around in Portland and Seattle area, and sometimes, of course, they have gone on planes clad much in the same way that they're out riding in the streets with, and flying to places like, you know, Kenosha, for example, right? Or maybe... what was the latest? Rochester, right? In New York, there's been riots there and stuff like that. The suggestion is that some of these people, not all of them, but some of them travel, right? And that's not outlandish. They have to show up somehow to do these riots. They can't just produce them on location in many regards, right? So that was some of the idea. We'll see. They play a Trump clip here regarding this too, and he kind of jumbles a couple of things. So it gets a little confusing. So it's easy for MSNBC here to kind of dig into Trump and say he's delusional and this is kind of crazy or whatever. But yeah, so it's this idea that there's like, you know, people who are controlling the streets, we don't know the identities of, they're out there, they're rioting, they're doing a lot of these bad things that we've seen on the streets of America the last 3 months, really, right? So this merges into Antifa doesn't really exist, that's not really the problem, and then a little bit later we look at how they're treating the QAnon issue, though. That's a real huge problem, right? We have to talk about that. So anyway, let me do a couple of these chats here, DLive Super Chats real quick. We'll take a look at this video, and it's aggravating, but I do want to look at the whole segment. There's two longer segment, and actually reminds me, it was an entire segment that they did on this Facebook post, the same guy we're going to play later, Velshi. It is part of that one. Okay, it's part of that one. Okay, good. I remember seeing a longer segment on the actual show itself, but this is good enough then, okay? It lays the background. This is one Facebook post that they keep referring back to. Someone who saw them on a plane, I guess, heading towards Boise, Idaho. But they don't exist. These chat, you know, these dark-clad individuals don't really exist. That's the point. Anyway, let me see here. Where are we? Not a Kurre Kurre Dut. I think it's the username. Says a diamond on DLive. Hail Red Ice. Hail Victory. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Hope I read your username right. Jaded Karma with the diamond. Thank you. No message. The Last Red Squirrels. Good to see you as well. Sensei Ninja Gini. Thank you so much. RoboThink with the diamond. Thank you. No message. And Lord Aragon with a diamond says, here's some shekels. Well, thank you, Lord Aragon. I appreciate that. All right. Well, let's dig in. Hope you're not too aggravated by this, but I think that this is an important issue to cover. See what you think of this here. And I'm going to try to refrain from pausing in between every other sentence, right? But all right, hang on to your pantaloons. Here we go.
Who do you think is pulling Biden's strings? Is it former Obama
officials? People that you've never heard of.
people that are in the dark shadows, people that...
Oh, what does that mean? That sounds like conspiracy theory, dark shadows.
No, it's people that you haven't heard of. They're people that are on the streets. They're people that are controlling the streets. We had somebody get on a plane from a certain city this weekend. And in the plane, it was almost completely loaded with thugs wearing these dark uniforms, black uniforms with gear and this and that. They're on a plane.
Where's this?
I'll tell you sometime, but it's under investigation right now.
President of the United States sounding like someone you would frankly move very quickly away from at a family gathering, talking about people in the dark shadows that control Joe Biden and travel by commercial airplane dressed in all black to take over American cities. Normal stuff.
Now, I in Trump's defense here, I think he's merging two different thoughts at once. It's not that I have to save him or whatever here, but obviously he's talking about, you know, in one hand, I guess he's the deep state, right? And that the Biden is the same, you know, Obama people or whatever that he been, you know, has been spying on his campaign and stuff like that. And then he kind of merges that with like the Antifa issue that people are like, traveling from spot to spot in America, and they're rioting, right? And they're destroying a lot of things, and of course they're joining up with BLM on location and stuff like that. I don't think that's the faction that's traveling around necessarily, but so it comes out, it's easy for them to kind of attack on this issue, but it's not outlandish to say that there's black clad individuals that are rioting in the streets. No, they're trying to put this down and say that this is crazy conspiracy talk. This certainly hasn't happened over the last couple of months. This is insanity, right? A couple of these real quick before we continue. Cornered Space Alien, since the diamond says thumbs up on my new username, and stuff like that. Cornered Space Alien. Yeah, I think it's better than and stuff like that. Actually, it's easier to read. It's Cornered Space Alien. It's easier to say. So yes, thumbs up to you, sir. Homeland with the diamond says Skyrim belongs to the Nords. There you go. Indeed, Visor 58 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 diamonds in a row. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Here we go.
Asked this morning by reporters to elaborate, the man with the nuclear clones codes explained.
Clones.
A person was on a plane, said that there were about 6 people like that person, more or less. And what happened is the entire plane filled up with the looters, the anarchists, the rioters, people that obviously were looking for trouble. And the person felt very uncomfortable in the plane. This would be a person you know. So I will see whether or not I can get that person. I'll let them know and I'll see whether or not I can get that person to speak to you.
Oh, yeah, maybe we'll just get the source for this, who was on the plane with the tons of looters and rioters. It turns out there's a strong possibility the president got suckered by a months-old internet rumor that's been making the rounds among right-wing paranoid Facebook users that claim...
Now, this Facebook post, I've seen this reiterated at least like 10 times on mainstream media. They're terrified over this issue that someone spotted that there's some people on a plane that were actually going from one place to another, like probably from maybe the Portland, Seattle area to Kenosha, and they landed, they did a stop basically in Boise, Idaho, or possibly Montana or something like that. You'll see it later again. They bring it up, eventually even bringing wrath onto the guy who did the Facebook post by you know, giving out his real name and stuff like that.
Claims Antifa is coming to your town. And now the president is mouthing this rumor repeatedly as if it were intelligence he's being briefed on. Joining me now, the reporter who tracked down the apparent origins of this rumor, Ben Collins, who covers...
It's our friend, Ben Collins. Now, if there ever was such a thing as a card-carrying Antifa member, it would be Ben Collins. They continuously wheel these guys out, including another one that shows up later. I forget her name now. If you've watched the show previously, you've probably seen her. Not this show, but our show. We've talked about her a couple of times. She looks like the Vice reporter, frankly. Same thing. I forget Brittany or something. I forget her name, but she, same with her. They're basically like Antifa apologists that bring these people on to say Antifa doesn't really exist. This is not an issue. You're delusional if you think that this is a problem. Now, QAnon, white supremacy, Nazism, on the other hand, that is a real problem in 2020. We have to address that head on, right?
Disinformation and extremism for NBC News. When I first heard it, I thought to myself, I bet you Ben will figure this out. And you have. So where does this appear to come from?
It's good that they can turn to Ben to figure this out in a moment's instant. Accurate reporting once again for the mainstream media.
This idea, this story,
So there's a guy in Emmett, Idaho, who said that he had just got off a plane and in Boise, and there were people boarding this plane from Seattle to Boise, and basically he then says what the president says. They're clad in black, they're geared up, and everybody should get armed and ready for them to take over the town. And that's sort of the dangerous part here, right? Where it's not just like this kooky little conspiracy theory. In a lot of these towns across the United States, people were armed and going down to town centers, town squares, and protecting buildings that they heard on Facebook or Nextdoor or in
Yeah, because there hasn't been any riots to speak of in America over the last 3 months. This has just been a this is a delusional conspiracy theory where they think that people show up and riot. I've never heard of such a thing. So the real issue is people going out, getting armed and defending, you know, buildings, private property, and kind of, that's the real issue here. Not Antifa, not BLM or any of that kind of stuff. Ignore all that. Okay, got it.
Text messages were about to get taken down by Antifa.
Yeah, you've got the so the Facebook rumor is that you know, a guy saying that he saw a dozen males get off a plane from Boise, Seattle, dressed head to toe.
Yeah, here's this. They love this. The Vecchi guy later, he brings the whole little special on this Facebook post. And I still don't know how many actually reposted it or shared it or something. Maybe a couple of thousand, maybe 10. I don't know how many. But it seems that there was like, this is the biggest thing that they have access to over the last 3 months. Truth to say, look, it's the armed white supremacist militia QAnon people. They are organizing, and they are the dangerous ones.
Backpacks only one. I like this. Had a tattoo that said Antifa America on his arm, and he says there are people.
Yes, because that would be completely outlandish. That would never happen, right?
Watching will keep us informed. Heads on a swivel. Watch your six. Watch your back. And carry heavy, meaning, you know, have weapons. The Payette County Sheriff had to dispel the rumor of the plane load of anti-protester landing in Boise. But you've got people showing up armed. Like, this is what Kyle Rittenhouse did in an actual protest. Showing up armed because
the difference is they show up armed and they defend themselves, and in many regards they show up armed legally. They're allowed to carry weapons, they're allowed to defend private property, and I believe in most states a armed militia is legal. There's no issue. The mainstream media and these liberal lunatics and these far left Antifa apologists are acting in the media like that this is There's something illegal with what they're doing. This, and if it isn't, it should be illegal. In fact, these people should be jailed. And because otherwise, you know, if the rioters hadn't been in Kenosha, Kyle Rittenhouse wouldn't have shot anybody, right? But they don't begin there. The protests were there. That was completely legitimate. And of course, it's always peaceful. The riots of peace, the fires of peace, the shootings of peace. I mean, that's fine. That doesn't matter. But if you have people on the opposite side of the political spectrum show up to defend property, defend people, defend counter-protesters, that's where the huge issue comes in. It's incredible, these people.
They are being told on rumors that there's like an Antifa invasion. Now the president is parroting that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And another scary part of this whole thing is that as this got picked up along Facebook and people started iterating on it, one of the biggest versions of this on Facebook was from the Three Percenters, which is a far right militia group, who said the same thing. You know, you guys got to get armed. You guys got to get ready for this thing. So we know that to be a recruiting tool from white supremacist groups. Generally, they take these. They take.
It's good, right? But that's what Ben Collins does. And it's like, it's a Three Percenters, and but this is what white supremacy groups do. Okay, gotcha, Ben. Totally objective here, obviously, in the reporting.
Protests, and they say, you know, it's us versus them. We have to get moving here. And look, it's really easy to laugh at this whole idea that like Antifa is taking over an airline and all this stuff. It's funny. It's a stupid thought.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, but do you hear what it says? This is what they do, right? They conflate and they misconstrue the whole concept, and they turn it into something ridiculous. No one has ever said that Antifa is taking over airlines or that they have their own airlines. The claim is someone saw a bunch of them on a plane. That's the claim. How's that so fucking outlandish, right?
Look, it's really easy to laugh at this whole idea that like Antifa is taking over an airline and all this stuff.
Taking over an air? No one said that. You're like, you're oh my God, these people.
It's funny. It's a stupid thought. It's not well coordinated. You know, the idea that
It's not well coordinated. Yeah, because we know that. Antifa isn't well coordinated. We know that. Well, because I'm a card-carrying member, and we're very organized on that level, but don't tell anybody.
Form and all wear tattoos and get on the plane together is bad. But this is corrupting the intelligence pipeline to the president. The president is spending time talking about this instead of actual intelligence threats, of which we have many right now. It's a real serious issue.
Yeah, so now here comes the shift here, right? The real intelligence that the president have access to is white supremacy and QAnon. You'll see how they spin this here later, too. It's incredible. Now, in the Weekend Warrior show, if you missed that, if you're not a member, but again, a little plug, redicemembers.com, get a membership. Try it out if you haven't already. Check out the latest, and all of the archives, of course, the entire thing, but the latest Weekend Warrior. We talked about this DHS story. The Department of Homeland Security, I'll touch on it later too, the leaker, who basically had a history of sabotaging ICE raids, had came out with this bullshit report that white supremacism is the greatest terror threat, right? And this is the type of biased bullshit reporting that news channels like this take serious and say, see, the president is ignoring this real intelligence here about the... And then you realize it's like one ousted guy behind the intelligence... And it's not on hold, the Department of Homeland Security that's come up with this. It's one mole, one rat inside, essentially. But that's how they're spinning this. Very clever, of course. Visor, I see her again with a diamond. Says, be careful, guys. A lot of gay ops happening nowadays. I can't disagree with that, for sure. Thank you for the diamond. Psylosopher with a diamond. Good to see you, Psylosopher. Thank you for that. No message. And he gifts 5 one-month subs on DLive. Thank you for that, too. Biggs Woe Lodge, I think it is. Woe Lodge. Biggs Woe Lodge. WTFMV. Roar. John Ball. And No Fox to Give gets a 1 month sub. Thank you for that, Salasifer. I appreciate it. Millennial Honky 89 with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much. All we have to do is remember the 14 words. Well, there you go. Thank you, Millennial. I appreciate that. We also have Tidy Labs received 1 month sub. That's interesting. I don't even know what they could get one. Tidy Labs, what else do we have? I think there's more from Salosopher here too. I appreciate that. Actually, those are reiterated, the ones from above. Okay, got it. Came in a little bit late. Desi Mac with the diamond. No message. Thank you for that. Let's continue here.
Yeah, and it's also, there's something that's really, really, really sinister happening. It is becoming an article of faith on the right past the president that the protests we're seeing are coordinated by some shadowy figure. Sometimes they say it's Soros. I want to play Rand Paul and then Tucker Carlson and Chad Wolf talking about this, basically pushing this same conspiracy theory. Take a listen.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines. They flew here in a plane. They've all got fresh new clothes, and they were paid to be here. It is a crime to do that, and it needs to be traced. The FBI needs to investigate.
Why haven't we seen the leaders of Antifa and BLM arrested and charged for conspiracy under, say, RICO, like the heads of the mafia families were?
Yeah, we play this clip in all the time.
Well, this is something I've talked to the AG personally about, and I know that they are working on it. Department of Justice is also targeting and investigating the head of these organizations.
Now, I think they're terrified of this, right? You have a couple of things going on at the same time. Tucker there is talking with the new acting Homeland Security Secretary, Chad Wolf. What a name, eh? Chad Wolf. give a thumbs up for Chad Wolf. Anyway, the prior DHS secretary was horrible. Kevin McAleenan, which is behind this report that like white supremacy is a big danger. So there's been kind of a flip a little bit with the AG. I'm not 100% certain. I trust AG Barr on every issue, whatever. But he seems generally better on some things, which prior, attorney generals and certainly prior administrations have been horrible about when it comes to recognizing Antifa, talking about this, getting this out there. What MSNBC is doing is damage control, that the narrative is beginning to shift from a higher level, from a top level down, which is about time, right? I mean, Antifa's done so much damage now, and just now it's beginning to surface. Then, of course, AG Barr also has that Operation Legend, that's running right now, where they've been charging people for federal crimes and stuff like that, or mostly organized crime. But let's face it, Antifa going across state lines, rioting, organizing in this capacity, that's obviously a crime, right? And it should be. So they're terrified and they need to flip this and say, actually, Antifa is not an issue. This not, they don't really exist. It's not organized. White supremacy, QAnon, the 3%ers, all these militias, that's where the danger lies.
The justice is also targeting and investigating the head of these organizations.
I mean, take a step back. That is, why is the state not arresting and prosecuting dissidents as if they were mafia? And then dissidents. You have Chad Wolf saying, I have talked.
Antifa is just dissidents now. That's right. They're not doing any kind of violent acts. They're not burning down places. They're not murdering people right in the streets of Portland now. It's not really happening. Remember the guy who was driven over? I can't even remember his name now. After they had a little event there for Aaron. He went by Jay as well. I forget his last name. I should have pulled this out. But they had a little event for him, a little, I guess, recognition of him. And there was another guy that was driven over by a car. I should pull up that later. This is incredible. None of the media is talking about this. If there was a right-wing organization that had done something like this and murdered, well, we know what happened last time, and that was during Charlottesville, and we saw the coverage of these news channels for months on end, and it's something that's been wheeled out every single time. Now when it comes to where Antifa has, I mean, they've murdered people before, obviously, but it's been a little bit like, you can't really pin a specific death on them or whatever, which we now can, right? Imagine if this was a right-wing group that had done something like this. I mean, it would have been just non-stop wall-to-wall coverage, and they would have been shrieking from the highest rooftops in the loudest decibel for months and months and months on end, right? I know Californian over on Entropy Stream. That's entropystream.live/redicetv says, glad to see you're back, Henrik. I hope your time off was enjoyable. Much love. Thank you, I know Californian. It was. Very necessary. Thanks so much for being here, and thank you for the support as well. Okay, let's continue this here.
Talk to the Attorney General about it.
Yeah, it's also a fundamental misunderstanding of what Antifa is. Antifa is like a series of things that it's a collection of people that don't have, they don't go to, there's no monarch of Antifa or something that you can go and arrest.
Right.
And
and so therefore, hands off. You can't do anything. You can't talk. But wait a minute. They have a handbook and stuff. Like, I should have pulled up an image of this, right? But I'll do that in a moment. But yeah, Antifa handbook. They have instructions, right? All these kinds of things. They're trying to pretend that this doesn't exist or what? Like, this is like they have the Antifa handbook, right? By Mark Bray, which of course the AG in Minneapolis famously holding that, right? What was his name again? What was his name again? Yeah, there is. Okay, there we go. Ellison, Keith Ellison. There we go. Right. Which is like, you know, direct endorsement basically of Antifa and stuff like that, right? And he's the AG of Minneapolis or of Minnesota, right? Which is like, there's no problem. These kinds of groups don't go high up organizational wise in government and stuff like that. But look at how they're laughing here about them. That it would be ridiculous if somehow someone was a slightly more in charge organizing these protests where they should show up. Look, if a group have symbols and flags and they print things, they all know where to show up. They obviously have communication networks. They have organization on the back end and stuff like that. Obviously, it's an organized group, right? But they're laughing at this. Like, this is ridiculous.
And you have Chad Wolf saying, I have talked to the Attorney General about it.
Yeah, it's also a fundamental misunderstanding of what Antifa is. Antifa is it's a series of things that, it's a collection of people that don't have, they don't go to, there's no monarch of Antifa or something that you can go and arrest.
Right.
And then it's all over. It doesn't work like that. And that's the thing is that,
so just because it's decentralized, which they, of course, continue to argue that these dangerous white supremacy groups and all this stuff are, right? That there, on the other hand, you can arrest people, you can dox people, you can make sure they can't make a living, they can't pay their bills, they freeze them out, destroy their lives, right? I mean, look at all the people that were doxed after Charlottesville, for example, right? Everybody who showed up at these protests in where this guy was shot in Portland should be doxxed. The people who walked around with who knew Reinhold, right? Was it Michael Reinhold, the guy who killed him? that's the kind of stuff that you see these people do and Twitter would do. That's what the blue check marks did, right?
Intelligence officials know this. On the internet, there is a different conception of what Antifa is and what BLM is. And while the president is not on Facebook and the president is not spending his days on Twitter and 4chan and right-wing blogs and stuff like that, well, he might be spending it on Twitter, the stuff goes upstream. It gets to him. And then he gets this entirely different version of reality that is not in an intel brief somewhere. It's from a right-wing blog. And that's the sort of thing that he's talking about. That's the sort of thing.
Yeah, because this is all crazy. It's completely lunacy to suggest that far-left activists have been protesting, killing people, burning people alive inside of their buildings in Minnesota, Minneapolis, that people have died and been run over and beaten to a pulp over these last few months, while the BLM slash Antifa protests have been going on. That's delusional. You think that that's happening, you're crazy.
That he's trying to tamp down. If he really wants to quell the unrest, he can start by dealing with facts and not these conspiracy theories.
That's right. Yeah, it's just call it a conspiracy theory. Let's see if they do tackle more in this segment here, and then we move on to another clip here.
Ben Collins, who does great reporting on this area. Thank you so much.
He does great reporting on this. Okay, I think that's that for that segment. Let me take a couple of these real quick here. Sal Ossifer, I see again here, is gifting one-month subs to various users on the channel. Maror got one. I think maybe that's from the prior one. RYNO218 got one. Merely Dispossessed got a one-month sub. Cheese Snickers. Good name. Axoblot. Jeez, what usernames you guys got? And also to No White Guilt, I see. Which I don't think it's Jason's handle. I think it's the other guy, but whatever. Sarah B got one, and also no, I think that's it. So thank you, Salasa, for handing out those. I hope I got all of those. Desi Mac with a diamond, no message. Thank you. Roar with a diamond says Shabbat Shalom and greetings from Germany. Good to have you here, Roar. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for the support. Neo Delorium with the diamond says Antifa has meetings, but not an organization. Well, exactly. That's right. Remember that bookstore in California? I think it was one of the. I think it was in conjunction with one of the universities. Was it Berkeley or something? There was a bookstore there. Basically, all these old communist professors that were like literally caught red-handed, like organizing protests and doing all these things. Like there are nodes in this group, obviously, right? But they're trying to deny that. So let's tie in. They didn't really touch on the QAnon thing here, but it weaves into this. It started to weave in over the last couple of weeks, and I think the prior clip was about a week old. That too. But QAnon, I guess, I wonder if we should play, let's play this one first, actually, because it was asked about it, Trump. This is also a few days ago, but I kind of like one of the things, that's actually a little bit longer ago, but regardless, just to see that Trump like brushed up against the QAnon thing. And again, I don't know everything about them. I don't know all the things that they're into, whatever. But basically, who cares, right? There's like it's a group of people, and they're talking about the deep state. They're talking about like pedophile networks. They're talking about child sex trafficking, and there's other things weaved into that. I mean, again, that's truly not as centralized as they try to claim. Just like they try to claim the Antifa is, right? So it could be all kinds of things. It just goes here and there. The actual Q stuff on poll and stuff. I don't know too much about that, but regardless. So Trump was asked about it. Let's take a look at this, and then we'll take a look at Biden addressing Q, and then that second clip where they're trying to argue that if you're reading Q posts, if you've been reading Q posts in the past, you're a violent neo-Nazi slash white supremacist. And MSNBC wheeled one of these supposed QAnon people out who claims that who is like okay being, it's like with them calling this person a neo-Nazi because they read QAnon shit. It's incredible. But anyway, this is what the president said about the QAnon stuff.
During the pandemic, the QAnon movement appears to be gaining a lot of followers. Can you talk about what you think about that and what you have to say to people who are following this movement right now?
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much, which I appreciate. But I don't know much about the movement. I have heard that it is gaining in popularity, and from what I hear, these are people that, when they watch the streets of Portland, when they watch what happened in New York City in just the last 6 or 7 months, but this was starting even 4 years ago when I came here, almost 4 years, can you believe it? These are people that don't like seeing what's going on in places like Portland and places like Chicago and New York and other cities and states. And I've heard these are people that love our country and they just don't like seeing it. So I don't know really anything about it other than they do supposedly like me, and they also would like to see problems in these areas, like especially the areas that we're talking about, go away, because there's no reason the Democrats can't run a city. And if they can't, we will send in all of the federal, whether it's troops or law enforcement, whatever they'd like, we'll send them in, we'll straighten out their problem in 24 hours or less. Okay?
Well, at the cross of the theory...
Here it is. And of course, I love... Again, I'm not into QAnon. I really don't care. Like, if it's a group that... If they somehow organize around this issue of Q or whatever, but they're overall a force that is like turning against the mass violence nuttery that we've seen from Antifa and the far left stuff and their anti-BLM and stuff like that, then I'll take it, even if it comes with a tremendous amount of baggage, right? This is not a defense of QAnon or everything that they do, whatever. Again, I don't even know everything that they're into. But the point is, clearly, it's just a group of people who are like, on their own terms, they're trying to expose some of the bullshit that's going on with like pedophilia and stuff. But the mainstream have treated this like if you believe that, you're just like QAnon, and then you're crazy. There's in the press conference there, we'll look at that with Biden. He says they believe that sex trafficking is happening or something like that. The reporter says, and they're misconstruing this. They're trying to boil it down into its most, offensive essence. How do I put it? Whatever they think is will put it in the most worst light. That's kind of what they reiterate, right, to get it out. And yes, there's some dumb stuff that I've seen with QAnon and stuff, and trust the plan or whatever. But the point is, like, they've started censoring these groups on Facebook and stuff, and hundreds and hundreds of groups and thousands of accounts and stuff, and they're basically not allowed to exist on the internet anymore. That's basically what's happened. Why? Because they're the alt-right of 2020. So that's, and the mainstream media needs to hinge some kind of what they see an extreme right-wing group onto Trump in order to smear him as well. So that's kind of why I'm bringing this up. But listen to this reporter, how they try to, summarize this with like, they believe in pedophile cannibals. Some shit like that. It's
this belief that you are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound...
It's funny, though. It's like, okay. I was like, I know there's some, cringy stuff with the QAnon, but it's like, yeah, that's okay. That's a fair iteration of what they do, right?
Of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that...
And I missed it. Look, she says, say, what? How did she put it? Satanists, or how does she put it?
Files and cannibals in the world from this
satanic
cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Trump is a very good answer here, and I do like that he said this.
I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing?
You can get these crazy far left reporters basically defending pedophilia and like cannibalism, because if someone who's pro Trump is thinking all these things, we have to think the opposite. But I do. It's like, yeah, is that supposed to be a bad thing? What are you on about? Like, how's this such a bad thing? leave those cannibal pedophiles alone. It's not a crime. It's a disorder.
If I can help save the world from problems, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to put myself out there. And we are, actually. We're saving the world from a radical left philosophy that will destroy this country. And when this country is gone, the rest of the world would follow.
All right, so you can think of what you want of that, but the point is, though, how they've spun this QAnon thing in the last couple of weeks and how much they've censored them and stuff like that. And in many regards, they try to say, well, they're crazy, violent, white supremacist, and they have to be stopped. And it's just like completely lunacy how they're targeting these particular groups. Conrad Kurse, Ozzy on DLive with a diamond says, I apologize for being late. Have two diamonds. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. No worries, man. You can check it out in the archives if you want to catch it from the start. Good to see you, Conrad. Max Headroom with a diamond. Good to see you as well. He says, I don't think Trump has a clue about QAnon. He probably don't. He probably doesn't know that much, to be honest. But he knows, at least he knows, I think he knows enough that don't throw him under the bus kind of thing. If it's a group which supposedly they've been like hugely popular on Boomer Book or whatever, and they're pro, you know, they're pro-Trump and Trump supporters, I think he knows enough not to like throw them under the bus. But I mean, his answer is good. Like if these people believe that they're going, you know, targeting pedophiles or something, is that a, you know, trying to save the world? Is that a bad thing? Anyway, so here was Biden asked about this too, and he ties in this story about the plane that we heard earlier in the MSNBC segment. Listen to this here from today.
What would you say to the supporters
yesterday
of the QAnon, the people who believe in that conspiracy, what they think is true about America, that there's sex trafficking and a conspiracy against the President Trump? And what would
they believe? There is no sex trafficking. Okay, confirmed. There is, folks. This reporter just made the point, nailed the point, rather. There is no sex trafficking.
And a conspiracy against the President Trump. And what would you say to President Trump for not rejecting that conspiracy and the people who believe in it? Conspiracy against the President Trump.
Right.
They think is true about America. Here. That there's sex trafficking and a conspiracy against the President Trump. And what would...
Yeah, dude, there is no sex trafficking. It's incredible what you can get these people to believe.
You say to President Trump for not rejecting that...
What was the whole Epstein thing? If nothing else, if these kooky conspiracies, they think there's some network of pedophiles and you know, sex trafficking rings and all this shit... What did that prove? What did that prove then? Nothing. That this it doesn't exist. Yeah, I mean, as someone in the chat said, like Biden is part of this group of pedophiles allegedly, right? I mean, it's incredible.
A conspiracy and the people who believe in it.
Let's see what he says here then.
I've been a big supporter of mental health. I'd recommend the people who believe it maybe should take advantage while it still exists.
Go get your head checked up. If you believe in sex trafficking, you better go get heavily medicated, folks. That's the remedy here from Joe Biden. Care. Yeah, it's the child sniffer, right? He says this is bizarre. Like, if anything, he's like a prime member of this group, right?
It's bizarre, totally bizarre.
Is
and
it
now? Have you guys found that plane load of people in uniforms and weapons and flying around? I mean, you know, have you found them yet?
Yes, they were in Rochester most recently. Before that, they were in Kenosha. Before that, they are in Seattle, in Portland. That's the people we're talking about. They're literally out riding on the streets, killing people, shooting people in the middle of the street. They're trying to pretend this isn't happening. They're gaslighting us into thinking that this is just a delusional conspiracy theory. And if you believe in this, you got to go get your head checked up. You have to be forcefully medicated, chemically lobotomized, for us to be able to take you seriously.
Is anybody even from, by the way, I respect conservative and liberal points of view in the press. Anybody found that plane? What in God's name are we doing? Look at how it makes us look around the world. It's mortifying. It's embarrassing. And it's dangerous.
There we go.
It's dangerous.
That's right. It's white supremacy. These people are armed and try to defend things that doesn't really exist. That's dangerous.
If the president doesn't know better, which he has to know better, then my Lord, we're in much more trouble than I ever thought we were. It's bizarre.
Biden will fix it, though.
And, you know,
they got Spencer's endorsement. They should go far on that, right?
This is a case where, you know, I've been surprised, pleased but surprised, with folks I've had political arguments with, like the former governor of Michigan.
All right.
Coming out of
he just goes on, like he always does. He just derails and, like, talk nonsense after that. But it's incredible, I think, just overall, as a to demonstrate that they're like trying to gaslight everybody into thinking it's not really happening. And these riots is okay, right? So this is continued, and we'll tie this in here with the, you know, how they attack QAnon, and then also how they're continuously kind of updating and changing the definition of the terms, what it means to be something. Basically, if you're like a boomer QAnon tier, Q post reader or something like that now, you're basically a violent white supremacist or a neo-Nazi, I guess. That's what the headline, the title that they used for this video here. Check out this. This was part of a whole hour-long special that this guy did, MSNBC, beginning with that Facebook post again, talking about how dangerous it was that people believed that there was actually people organizing these riots and that they were going to different American cities and you know, taking part in this, in the violence and stuff like that, which hasn't happened, it doesn't exist, right? Check out this segment here, incredible.
The QAnon movement appears to be gaining a lot of followers. Can you talk about what you think about that? And
okay, so they reiterate that very point that we saw. Okay, let's see how much they play of this.
You have to say to people who are following this movement right now?
Well, I don't know much about the movement other than I understand they like me very much.
Okay, so they actually reiterate both of those clips that we saw right there, so we don't have to look at those again, but here comes the bald man here.
Note those two very different answers. QAnon has gone mainstream. So mainstream that the two men running for president are acknowledging its existence, and at least two QAnon supporters have a pretty good shot at being elected to Congress in November. Now, if you don't know what QAnon is, let me explain, because you can't talk.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get the the boomer tier explanation for this.
Talk disinformation without getting in depth on QAnon. QAnon is a pro-Trump online conspiracy cult rooted in a belief that Donald Trump is saving the world from a shadowy cabal of Democrats, Hollywood elites, deep state actors, and satanic child molesters. It was once relegated to the fringe, but no more. The dangerous network of disinformation began in 2017 on a racist forum frequented by trolls and far-right extremists. And if
now, they couldn't even say poll, right? They couldn't even say 4chan, which is kind of interesting in itself. Now, it is interesting that Q started on poll and just how much traffic it drew in the early days. You know, the boomers, they love QAnon. And again, this is not a defense of it or whatever. I don't even know enough about it. But if they're organizing around like trying to fight like pedophiles and some of these Satanist bastards that we see in at the top of the scum at the very top, then like yeah, then good, right? But it's like this is supposed to be a bad thing. But whatever, it's been harm. The point is, it's been harmless. But they're trying to make it illegal for you to believe different things. That's why they're attacking. I did that video. Was that last year? Basically how they're criminalizing conspiracy theories. Like to outlaw anything that deviates from the norm is going to be outlawed. And it's enough of a danger. They don't care about if you get like, you know, 80% misinformation or disinformation. They don't care if there's like a whole slew of things which isn't true. It's enough for them to for you to have the audacity of questioning the main narrative. And the chances are, if you enter onto a road, even if that's a road, you know, marred by what's the term? Marred by like, you know, disinfo and false information and all that stuff. Sometimes you end up on stuff that's the truth as well, right? Occasionally, you bump into that as well. And those are the dangerous aspects, right? The fact that you have a large segment of the population which generally question things, which are skeptical. Which knows that there's like, you know, just a slew of fake news out there and stuff like that. They can't have that. They have to criminalize that in some capacity. And the QAnon thing is kind of it's really the bridge between just normie, well, if I can call it like regular normie tier conspiracy thinking and what they're trying to link then to white supremacy, or like that this is a far right dangerous conspiracy. And so they're trying to bridge that gap of, you know, their tactic has been just call everybody a racist and you get them to back down kind of thing. And now it's now this is extending out. You know, the anti-vaxxers, for example, same thing there. They're trying to criminalize that, anything that deviates kind of from the norm. Anyway, let's continue here.
If not for social media, it might have stayed there. As the QAnon conspiracy spread online, often through violent anti-Semitic memes and harassment campaigns against politicians and celebrities, believers started showing up in the real world at Trump rallies.
Oh, my God. They,
QAnon-
They were real. They were just not bots. This is the other take. Like, as soon as they see like a mass of people on Twitter that believe something which they don't believe, then they automatically, these people are bots. They don't, there's no one exists that believed this way or did think differently from us. So I think they were shocked over this idea. As you can see, I mean, there's a lot of boomer tier within Q here, right? But it's like, let them have it, right? But no, they cannot leave it alone. They cannot leave it alone. And it's for very interesting reasons too, I think. And again, it's the Epstein stuff, a lot of stuff which has been, you know, more or less confirmed. And yes, you can go off on tangents all day long on crazy, you know, conspiracies or whatever. But the point is, if you get a couple of things right, that's what they're afraid of, right?
Unbelievers also began popping up in the news, often for committing violent crimes. The FBI warned last year that QAnon is a potential domestic terror threat.
Here we go, right? Antifa, totally okay. Look at QAnon. That's the real danger. I mean, holy shit, this is incredible.
This conspiracy theory, once hidden in the shadows of the dark web, has made its way to thousands.
The dark web. When you can type in a website, like 4chan.com/poll. That's the dark web now. Like, you can find opinions on the dark web. I mean, like YouTube or Facebook.
Of those Facebook groups that Roger was talking about, and millions of members, it's now infiltrating a new group of targets. Brandi Zadrozny has more on that. Brandi?
Just a conspiracy theory, it's a cult, and it feeds.
Here we go. So this is the one I'm talking about. Brandy, that's right, that was her name. Brandy, she looks just like that Vice reporter. I forget what her name is. She's incredible too. She's also just like Ben Collins, these literal they're on the payroll of Antifa, these people, and they're wheeled out as these kinds of experts, and they're going to tell you what they are. I even think Ben Collins is joining in here later on, too. Let me do a couple of these real quick before we listen to what she has to say about this. I always say 777. I see here it did a nice, what would you call that? A royal flush, essentially. Pierce 777 sent a lemon, an ice cream, a diamond, a ninjagini, and a ninjet. Holy shit. Well, thank you so much for that, Pierce 777. Royal flush, I think you call that. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate that. He says, happy Wednesday, sir. Well, thank you so much, Pierce, and thank you for your support as well. So thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. Very generous. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you here, as always. Desi Mac with a diamond. Must away. Check in later. No worries, Desi. It's available in the archives. Thank you for stopping by, though. White Rabbit Radio hosting, thank you so much for that. Tim Murdoch, appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, Tim. DLive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. Check him out. Follow him if you haven't already. He does a lot of good streams on here on DLive. Millennial Honky with a diamond says QAnon was specifically propped up. Now, that could be true. And it can even be true for reasons like this, that and this is what they do, right? They artificially boost it, or they... if you circulate it enough in the mainstream, or like an undercurrent of the mainstream, maybe not front and center, but that might attract people to it, or the fake news producers, if they have the wits about them, which I still don't know if they do, but if they have their head screwed on right, they know that they could take certain positions, because there's so many. But my point is this: there's so many people that utterly despises and hates mainstream media. And so if they were smart, which I would assume some of them are, those pulling the strings and stuff like that of the major media, they probably know that they could take certain positions and therefore attract the people who are skeptical to those positions. So maybe this is part of the gig, right? They needed an alt-right. And so they propped up, if that's true, Millennial Honky, that whatever that means, propped up, you know exactly what you mean by that. But let's say, you know, inflating it or artificially boosting it or something, or giving it a lot of attention to attract more people to it. Maybe because they wanted to use it down the line. Maybe they wanted to associate it. Because no one knows who this is, right? And anybody can claim to be Q or whatever. And anybody, you know, the point is, I've seen rumors that it's intelligence that are doing this stuff, and they're artificially, you know, kind of creating, or they nestled their way into this movement, whatever you want to call it, later on. To steer it in certain directions. And of course, now we're at a point where they can use it and they can wheel it out to hinge it on Trump. And then he just goes more and more absurd along the way. And then therefore that reflects badly on Trump. You know, there could be a number of gay ops going on at the same time here. But the point is, looking at boomers in QAnon and what they're doing right now, it certainly should not be treated in this way that they're trying to, the way that they're trying to associate in the mainstream media. I mean, I think that this is absurd what they're doing right now.
Feeds on insecurity, uncertainty, and isolation. So nationwide.
Let me back up, because he asked her about that. Like, you're an expert on QAnon, tell us about it. And look at immediately how she's like psychologizing these people, right? They're dumb and alone, and they have no purpose in life, and they have had trauma. And so that's why you're attracted to these things. It's not that they can just think differently than us, right?
He has more on that. Brandy?
QAnon isn't just a conspiracy theory. It's a cult, and it feeds on insecurity, uncertainty, and isolation. So nationwide protests, the coming election, and a pandemic have provided just the environment to recruit and radicalize new members. Mark Andre Argentino is a data scientist, and he studies extremists. He made this chart for me using CrowdTangle, which is a Facebook-owned tool. It shows the activity of hundreds of the largest QAnon groups. Do you see that spike? That's in March, when states...
Oh, you see. Oh, that thing there? The thing? Yeah, I see that thing. Oh, my God. Is that bad things? Is that bad thing? Is that a chart of bad things on the internet? Can we just remove that? Can we do something about that?
Again, COVID-19 lockdown measures. But it hasn't just grown. QAnon content is reaching a new audience and in some unexpected places. Anti-vaccination, anti-mask.
See what they're doing here? See?
Activists have embraced the conspiracy theory. Instagram is riddled with QAnon conspiracies, spread in flashy posts by lifestyle influencers, mommy bloggers, and alternative health pages.
Mommy bloggers. Mommy bloggers, here's MSNBC, their official YouTube channel here. Reformed neo-Nazi, and that's not her, they're wheeling her out here in a moment, right? But reformed neo-Nazi explains how people fall prey to QAnon online. That's right. If you're a mommy blogger that are skeptical about big pharma vaccines and think that these pedophiles, like Epstein, are that's bad and should be stopped because you're concerned for your child, you're a violent neo-Nazi, and you're going to be hung out in the mainstream media.
And in some 200 cities and towns across the U.S. last month, moms, often with kids in tow, gathered in their main streets, holding signs branded with QAnon messages. Now, after 6 months of rapid growth, Facebook finally took some action, removing some, but not all, of the QAnon groups that were explicitly discussing violence. Twitter made a similar stronger...
I haven't seen a single reference, footnote, or any kind of proof, for that. I've not seen anybody saying, well, here was this account. And then again, how do you see the gay op that they're doing that? How do you link that with the other QAnon? If it's decentralized in this capacity, just like they try to claim that Antifa is, right? It's, oh, well, you can't, there's no leader here. You can't pin it down. And then they do a complete... projection straight onto QAnon and says, well, here's this account that showed up and they were calling for violence. Oh, you're saying there's some gay op fed that started that and now they're calling for violence to legitimize the censorship of all these other accounts? Is that what happened? No, that's also a conspiracy, because that never happens.
Or sweep the week before. And those moves have decreased but not eliminated QAnon activity on the platforms. Ali?
All right, so what do you do if you've got friends, you've got coworkers, you have neighbors who believe this QAnon stuff? Shannon Foley Martinez.
Is there some way, again, this is not a defense of Q, don't read me wrong here. I'm just trying to analyze how, the treatment of this in media and how they spin and how they obfuscate, how they cover for like real, like the deadly violence that we've seen over the last few months, and shifting it over to someone who did a Facebook post and they don't want to vaccinate their kids or something. I mean, I think this is disgusting, the way that they're treating this. Whether you believe or approve or fucking despise QAnon, that's not the point. Yeah, Max Headroom here with the dumb says, QAnon is CivNat, won't name the echoes. Well, yeah, but that's right, and that's not the point. It's like, yeah, I know they are. it's not going to be some big part of solving great issues or something like that, right? But the point is just how they're criminalizing normal people who are just have boomer tier level questioning of things. That's outside of the mainstream, right? That's what I find so interesting about in this thing. And the way that they will continue to expand the edges of this, or rather the what they consider to be the fringes. They will include that in their neo-Nazi labels, in their terrorist labels, in their white supremacy labels, in their far-right labels, blah blah blah. And if it's a QAnon now, what's going to be next month, right? And this is what we talked about, why we're against this kind of censorship, because it just never ends. And, you know, as boomer tier and as mellow as QAnon has been, that's now front and center. And that's the alt-right of 2020, right? It's crazy. But yeah, I get your point, Max Headroom. Thank you for the diamond.
As is, and I hope you're sitting down for this, an ex-neo-Nazi and a current Yale professor who specifically works to de-radicalize people.
Now, this is a great segment here. Look at first you think, why do you call her neo-Nazi? She's shaking her head. This is incredible. Let me see how they led in this again. This segment is awesome.
You have neighbors who believe this QAnon.
Okay. So they kind of they laid it up like this. Okay, you know somebody who's like this. Now, how do you deprogram them from this? Because they are not. They are totally not in a cult. These people, the far left, you know, Antifa people. They're totally not in a cult. It's the right wingers that are in a cult. And so therefore, how do we just rip them away from that? So we're going to bring in the expert who was on the inside. Right, listen.
QAnon stuff. Shannon Foley Martinez is, and I hope you're sitting down for this, an ex-neo-Nazi and a current Yale professor who specifically works to de-radicalize people who've fallen victim to online radicalization. Shannon, thank you for joining us on the show. Ben, kick us off.
And so Ben is back here, of course. Ben Collins is back, the expert on QAnon and the Antifa apologist here. But they got this. It's funny because a special is on disinformation, and they can't even get her title right, which I find interesting.
So, Shannon, first of all, thanks for coming. And second of all, we talked a few weeks ago for a story about QAnon. And
yes.
You told me explicitly, I don't know what I was thinking when I was going down that white supremacist rabbit hole. Was it did I lose empathy? What was happening at that time? And what you were saying is, at that point, you didn't think you were becoming a bad guy.
See, exactly. You didn't think you were becoming a bad guy, right? I mean, you were the Marvel universe, reference frames that these children have for different political positions and stuff. It's amazing, right? These people are totally not in a cult. It's totally normal.
What you were saying is at that point, you didn't think you were becoming a bad guy, and that's really what's happening with these QAnon people, right? They don't think they're becoming a bad guy. They think they're becoming a hero in their own story, right?
You got to give it to Ben Collins, though. I mean, Jesus, look at those eyes there, though.
Sure, I'm not a Yale professor. I'm a consultant at Peril at American University, just to clear that up.
Okay, so you had to set the record straight that you're not a Yale, but you're perfectly happy with being labeled a neo-Nazi for having read Q posts online. And look at that. This is the kind of shit that they do, right? Can this be a coincidence? But she's literally in her basement here. She's literally sitting in her, she's a basement-dwelling Nazi. That's the setup here, right? So she's like, but I read Q, what was it you did? What was so horrible? I read Q posts online. So exactly, yeah. So it's a big pizzas on deal out there. A neo-Nazi Yale professor. Yeah, exactly. There you go. This is incredible.
So you're accusing me of disinformation already. I'm
yes, because you goddamn people can't get anything right, like everything else.
30 minutes into the show, and I've already provided disinformation. Don't clip that and put that on the internet. Okay.
Clip that and put that on the internet, please.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Everybody already thinks that anyway. So one of the things that I didn't recognize while I was radicalizing into what I was doing was that I was creating an echo chamber for myself. In my case, it was a physical echo chamber.
Oh, I see. So she's going to explain the psychology of it. She came out the other end, and now she's gotten everything explained, or somehow it's been a revelatory experience for her, and she understood all those complicated psychological mechanisms that caused her to be this neo-Nazi QAnon post reader, right? So now we're getting the record straight of just how you can psychologize if your neighbor or if your coworker or something believes in something similar, whichever, whatever, if it actually is QAnon, but that doesn't matter. Whatever, if there's anything crazy, crazy conspiracy theory, you can use her little packaged pop psychology quiz, you know, form here, layup to psychologize those people.
I ended up only spending time with people who believed what I believed, only in spaces where this was all that was going on. And I didn't recognize that that was happening to me, that that was, that my brain got, was really like hijacked into only framing the world around this ideology and these beliefs that I was immersing myself in. Some of the things, one of the things that's very important is that these are still individual stories. It's important for us to talk about the meta, right? It's important for us to talk about this bigger, larger QAnon thing. But the people who are part of this are still individual human beings who all have a story behind how they got there. Most of the time, these stories involve some kind of trauma or layers of trauma in their lives. We know specifically when we're talking about women and moms.
So no one can think differently. And if they do, it's obvious that they were hurt in some way, right? And that's why we need, as Biden says, that's why we need, you know, mental health. We need social workers to come in and, you know, massage the brains of these people because something's wrong with their brains and stuff. And again, they try to say that this is an indictment against QAnon overall. But you know that they're talking about it. They're talking about anybody which is outside of their own paradigm, outside of their own echo chamber, right? And so they're projecting and accusing everyone else of doing the very things that they're doing.
From the Me Too movement, just how endemic sexual assault and sexual violence is for women in the country, that the world feels dangerous.
Okay, so you're saying sex, child sex trafficking and pedophile stuff, is that happening or not? Can we get a yes or no on that then?
And out of control to these people, and that they're looking for something that had a meaningful connection to something greater than themselves that they haven't found elsewhere. When we start interjecting the idea that children are in danger, of course moms in particular and women are like, oh, we have to save the children, like, why has
so the they're doing and they're doing the what is that, like, was that Simpsons that originally did that with the church lady or something? What about the children? What was it? Was that Simpsons? I mean, it's kind of a running meme and it's like comes up all the time. But they're essentially trying to say that if you think that there's, you know, pedophiles out there, they're hurting kids, you're basically just like that meme and you're hysterical and you need to be somehow, you need to be dealt with psychologically.
Has no one told me about this? And so then when they hear and they...
look at the lower third, how it changed it there. Now it's a former white supremacist and neo-Nazi. You get a double whammy on this lower third when they go over to the Martinez here is a former white supremacist and neo-Nazi. So is there a difference between them then? Or is it the same thing? Or what is it?
Start investigating and interacting with these ideas that there's this coming from this sense of deep disempowerment that when you feel like you have found the true truth, the real facts, yeah, which yes, hitherto have been hidden from you, that is very alluring and seductive and feels a lot like empowerment for a lot of people.
That's right. So if you think that you have stumbled onto the truth, then that's part of this dangerous path that people can go on. When you think you've really understood what's behind the headlines. Again, I'm not actually talking about the real validity of whether anybody who's in QAnon knows the real truth or not. But you see how they try to dismiss this idea that if you want to find out for yourself, if you want to research, if you want to look into things, if you want to consume whatever the hell information you want to consume online, that's a bad thing to these people. And this is terribly damaging to them. It's damaging to their reputation. They want you to fold back into a rigid, tightly knit media environment where just the single narrative is reiterated day in and day out. And anything that deviates from this is a massive problem. And I think it is for them, too. And that's why. You know, regardless of how much misinformation or disinformation you get attached to this, the baggage attached to it, it's not even about that. It's about as I said, the 10% that you might get or whatever. I see Sal Ossifer is handing out some 1 month subs here as well to John Sucks, I believe it is. And then we have The Last Red Squirrels is handing out also a couple of 1 month subs to Magnus von Thule. I think it says a McCooley gifts 5 1 month subs. Let me go through these real quick to ASA1G, Weebwaker, Lone Wolves, So What, and King Boa received a 1 month sub from McCooley. Thank you for that, McCooley. Cornered Space Alien with a diamond says Israel controls US infrastructure, true deeps. Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about the QAnon thing or that they don't, you know, talk about that or whatever, that's obviously another part of the discussion or whatever. But I guess you're saying true deep state. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you get any Zionist / Israeli criticism inside of QAnon. I could be wrong in that. As I said, I don't even know. I don't know anything hardly about them. I've encountered some things here and there, and some things sounds like this is crazy, and some things are, all right, that's good. If they're onto that and talk about that, that's good, right? So, yeah, a lot of issues. But yes, obviously Israel is a massive, on the back end of the, at least the digitized infrastructure and like the security, you know, cyberspace security and stuff like that. It's all being routed, patched through Israel, through the Belt and Road Initiative and stuff like that. So that's true. Think of the diamond cornered space alien. Max Headroom with the diamond says the QAnon types constantly decry violence. Yeah, of course they do, and they should, and that's good. anybody shows up and like, hey, do you want to blow up a building? Or, you know, it's like, oh, Fed warning. But so that's the point. It doesn't matter how much, you know, they keep that optic or whatever. And again, it's probably not centralized in any capacity, so that's hard to do. Anybody can show up and claim the QAnon and do a gay op, and then, you know, the media will jump on that and say, look at what QAnon is doing. It has to be banned. But that's, you know, that's good. And, but it doesn't matter, right? They can decry it, but then they just spin it in the media. It's disgusting what they're doing, I think. Millennial Honky with a Ninjagini says, here's some shiny diamonds. Make sure you don't swallow them and keep the white pills coming. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I won't, bring the diamonds into my cycle of nutrition consumption, if that's what you're referring to. Thank you though. Appreciate it. Silosopher gives a 1 month sub to Millennial Honky. Thank you for that. Conrad Kurz with a diamond says Antifa Rosebaum was a tier 3 sex offender. Well, exactly. There you go, right? Ironically, Kyle Rittenhouse shoots a convicted pedophile. I think he had sexually molested his wife's daughter, I believe it was, an underaged girl. So he literally takes out a pedophile. And then so Kyle is the baddie, right, in the story. Antifa has didn't do nothing. And pedophilia doesn't exist when one of these militia guys literally is and ended up ironically shooting a literal convicted pedophile who's a member of Antifa. It's incredible. Conrad Kurz, again with the diamond, says multiple victims, age 8 to 10. Yeah, I thought you mean Rosenbaum? Yeah, I definitely know he molested his wife's daughter, I believe it was, but maybe it was multiple there. That's just insane if it is, but obviously if you've done something like that once, you would do it twice, three, four, however long you could go on, I would assume. These people are sick. It's incredible. Olav Lovsen with a diamond says, Norway alt news site, and sends a link, reset.no. It's document.no and rights.no. A couple of links for that. I have to check those out later. I think documents.no I've stumbled over before. I'll check those out. But yeah, I'll link some of those up in chat later too. Thank you for that, Olav. Hope you're doing good. Good to see you as well. What do we have here? I want to make sure I don't miss some of these. Silosopher gives a 1 month sub to Golden Juice. Thank you for that. And let me scroll down here. What do we have? Silosopher gifts another 5 1 month subs to the following people: Persona non grata, Magnus von Thule, Shooting Utah, Golden Juice, and Olav Lovson. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. There was a message from Olav Lovson there. Diamond. Thank you, Henrik, for all your work. Red Ice is hope. Well, thank you, Olav. Good to see you here. Thank you so much. All right, let's go back to this astonishing clip here about the former neo-Nazi white supremacist racist right-winger QAnon person.
Tend to be older people as opposed to a lot of the further right-wing stuff and esoteric Hitlerism stuff tends to be younger
teen- what esoteric Hitlerism stuff, let me go back
QAnon folks tend to be older people as opposed to a lot of the...
So she means boomer. That's what she means, right?
Further right-wing stuff and esoteric Hitlerism stuff tends to be younger teenagers and young adults.
But that's fascinating. Can we get a definition of that? Can we get a couple of examples of... Interesting how she threw that in there.
This is often middle-aged and older people who feel like they're tech-savvy but aren't actually really all that tech-savvy. So their ability to fact-check is often...
Okay. So she just did an ageism here. I see. She's discriminating against these poor boomers that they're old, so they don't know... They don't know how to fact. They don't know Snopes.com and FactCheck.com because those are the sites you go to get their facts. No, you were wrong because it says so here on Snopes.com.
Feel like they're tech savvy, but aren't actually really all that tech savvy. So their ability to fact check is often really limited, and they think they are. So one of the things I also work like helping people leave. Radical violence-based stuff.
Wait a minute. Can you be more specific? What do you help people leave again?
And they think they are. So one of the things I also work like helping people leave. Radical violence-based stuff. And
does it mean based stuff as in based stuff or the red based and red pilled stuff or just like just radical whatever Nazi shit stuff the Nazis are I help these boomers leave that stuff
is often really
did they just wheel her out of something like again that shot of her basement I mean all that's it can't be a coincidence it's a psychological listen to me now. The crazy conspiracy theorists think they place someone in the basement to send a message subliminally to the viewer. How about that?
And they think they are. So one of the things I also work like helping people leave, radical violence-based stuff. And one of the things that I have found is that when you're talking to people who are involved in conspiracy theories, that the problem is that there really are conspiracies. Like,
okay, so, but you see, we are the arbiters of that. There's Russian interference. That's happening. That's real. Trump's bringing white supremacists into the white. Those things are real, but not what they talk about. Right.
When you're talking to people who are involved in conspiracy theories, that
the last red squirrel says USS Liberty. No, that's a crazy conspiracy theory, and that's anti-Semitic, sir.
Problem is that there really are conspiracies. Like part of the explosion of QAnon is that it is being exploited by domestic and foreign influences to create and sow discord. But,
yeah, so she basically I didn't even see this far. I watched the first like 5 minutes of this and like, oh, I gotta play this. I didn't even know she would like confirm the Russia hoax thing as a real conspiracy, but she literally just did. Incredible.
There isn't a single conspiracy, right? There isn't one driver. There are lots of people who have power, who want to maintain and amplify their power, and there are conspiracies that are going on. But there isn't one singular conspiracy. So how to talk about that in a complex way and how to interject that complexity.
So you're saying, but also this misrepresentation. QAnon could be anything that this loose network is into at any given moment. But it's like, you're saying that they believe, I thought there were multiple different things. There are like different ideas and different conspiracies, if you will. It contained in that. It's not a monolithic, one singular. It's so dumb, right? I mean, this is incredibly dumb.
Into what they have, this worldview that they have created to navigate the difficulty of feeling this world that feels dangerous and unsafe, and that they're losing security that they once had through multitudinous drivers. So there's like personal things.
Yeah, because there's no security issues with BLM and Antifa right now. People are definitely not doing, like, demographically losing their countries in the West. They're definitely not becoming minorities slowly in their own countries, and the kids will be stuck between a pedophile elite and being demographically replaced on one end. That's not, that's really not happening. That's crazy conspiracies, right? It's amazing how these people talk down to anybody who thinks differently than them. It's amazing.
And then there's everything going on in the world. There's recession. There's, you know, social change. Yeah. There's, you know, that we're watching the dismantlement, hopefully, of white supremacy. We're watching.
So that, okay. There's secure. There's things here happening which these bad people don't like seeing that. But hopefully we'll see those things happening so that these people will get even more than mobilized and angry about this. But it's not. But their ideas are conspiracies. It's not really demographically, they aren't being replaced. But you're being replaced, so that's why you feel this insecurity. And your kids will be minorities in their own countries one day and hated and resented, in fact, for being white. But that's, you know, that hopefully we'll see that happen because that's good.
Violence from far right actors, and, you know, and so the world does feel dangerous, yeah, and unpredictable to a lot of people. And so this gives an explanation to why.
Yeah, it's a useful explanation, Shannon, because while it's hard to empathize, it is useful to understand that the drivers are similar. Fear, danger, and being out of control. Thank you for sharing that with us, Shannon Foley-Martin.
Holy smokes. All right. I hope you enjoy that. That's just, this is incredible. The kind of stuff that they're pushing on mainstream media these days, MSNBC and, you know, all this kind of stuff. This is the DHS story too. I mentioned earlier, I just saw it on CNN before it came on. It all these things weave into each other in a way, because it's a deflection continuously away from all the violence and craziness that we've seen from the far left and BLM and stuff like that. And they're trying to shift it over continuously to it. What white supremacy, that's the big threat. That's the issue. Deal with this. Then you have insiders inside of the Department of Homeland Security, like this story that came out. We covered this in the Weekend Warrior show again, for those of you who didn't catch that earlier or a few days ago. DHS draft document, right? White supremacists are greatest terror threat. And you think, oh, my God, what's the whole Department of Homeland Security is behind this. And this is their findings and stuff like that. And then you realize that the guy who was ousted from DHS, Kevin McAleenan, for the very reason, he, a highly politically motivated guy, he had even warned ahead of time Washington Post and other media outlets of coming ICE raids so that the media could go on and warn about it will happen here and there so that the ICE wouldn't be able to do their job, right? That's partially why this guy was ousted. In other words, he's politically motivated. He claimed that Trump is obsessed with immigration and that, you know, we have to have open borders. The Department of Homeland Security is a far-left, pro-Antifa maniac who wants to open the borders, right? And that's why he was ousted, of course. That's why Chad Wolf, base name, has taken over right now. But he's the one. Listen to this. Zero Hedge have the story. Politico managed to find several draft copies of an annual threat assessment prepared by the DHS, all of which used similar language to describe white supremacists as the, quote, deadliest domestic terror threat facing the U.S. Unsurprisingly, the reporters later explained that all three drafts stemmed from an order given by former acting secretary Kevin McAleenan during the brief period he was before he was ousted in favor of Chad Wolf. For those who don't remember McAleenan, he was pushed out like his predecessor, Kristen Nielsen, after he was caught leaking details of upcoming ICE raids to the Washington Post, as we reported during June 2019. The Washington Examiner, which initially outed McAleenan as the leaker, reportedly did so deliberately in an attempt to stymie the raids, a central tenet of his boss's immigration policy. Like many other former Trump admin officials, most notably former Chief of Staff John Kelly and Secretary of Defense James Mattis, McAleenan has apparently found a way to keep attacking and undermining the administration. Releasing damaging documents and other stories from their time in the administration has become one popular method of doing, as James Comey calls it, one's civic duty to protect democracy from the first Republican president to win the Electoral College, but not the popular vote, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, McAleenan did not act alone. He apparently had help from notorious James Comey crony and lawfare blogger Ben Witz, or Weitz. A notable voice in the anti-Trump movement. Politico identify him as a source of the leaked memos. We feel it's safe to assume Witz obtained the memos from McElhinen. So you get the idea here that you have a whole infrastructure on the inside, which have kind of, you know, obviously validates this point of the deep state and stuff, that they're trying to undermine Trump's policies. And though even he was appointed by Trump, it's still people who are acting against his interests, right? But so these are the kinds of voices that are behind these kinds of documents when they come out. But the media don't care about that. It can be a lone nutter on the inside. It's like, well, here's a document that proves that white supremacy is the big problem. And then the mainstream media picks up on that. And the CNNs and the MSNBCs of this world, they report on this. And, oh, my God, they avoided looking at credible threat assessments and reports from the federal government. And Trump is not taking the white supremacy threat seriously, right? They're pushing so hard right now to get this through. But check out this CNN. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. I saw the first like minute or so of this, but let's see where that goes. And of course, again, it's downplaying Russian interference. They're wheeling that out right now.
Serious allegations from a whistleblower in the Department of Homeland Security. He is accusing acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf, as well as Ken Cuccinelli, the acting head of Citizenship Services, of repeatedly directing officials to alter intelligence reports to line.
Now, keep in mind, too, Chad Wolf goes on Tucker Carlson, and he talks about you know, Antifa being an issue, and the fact that the attorney general, he has spoken to him, the AG Barr, and they're looking at what do we do with Antifa and stuff like that. That's also part of why they're panicking and have to smear these individuals and these people so that they will undermine and, in their view, probably get them ousted. So let's just wheel the whole white supremacy thing over on them to get them to be, you know, destroy their credibility so that they will be ousted, right? That's what they're trying to do.
The president's misleading public comments. Both Wolf and Cuccinelli tried to alter a report to downplay the threat posed by white supremacists while bolstering the threat that leftist groups pose.
I'm sorry, but white supremacists.
White supremacists while bolstering the threat that leftist groups pose out of concern about how the initial language on white supremacy would reflect on the president. This is according to documents that have been reviewed by CNN as well as a source familiar with the situation. I want to go to CNN senior justice correspondent Evan Perez. Evan, who is this whistleblower and what does he say he was instructed to do?
Well, Brianna, his name is Brian Murphy, and he ran the Homeland Security's intelligence section. And what they do is they provide these intelligence reports that get sent out.
So he did. So let me guess. He ran it under Kevin McElhinen so that they could produce whatever document they wanted to undermine Trump. And then now they can send them to the media and say, look at this. Oh, my God. These reports from DHS that says the white supremacy is a huge problem. Trump didn't look at them. Yeah, maybe because they're written by politically biased and motivated people that try to undermine Trump's agenda, for example. I mean, this is, it's incredible.
Out to state and local governments to know what is happening, you know, across the country with regard to intelligence, what the intelligence that they're getting. And one of the things that he says in this complaint that he has filed with the Homeland Security Inspector General is that, according to him, Chad Wolf, Ken Cuccinelli, urged him to essentially match what the president is saying outside on the campaign trail, what the president has been saying and the White House has been saying from the White House regarding the threat from Antifa and anarchist groups, that the intelligence report should be coming that should match what the president has been...
Just, okay, you're not doing this very well, dude. Basically, Stop looking at Antifa because that's not an issue. White supremacy is the issue. That can we just ram that through in some way so that these people finally understand what the real, you know, what the real threat is?
And saying that there's a greater threat from these leftist groups and less
that's
of
horrible.
A threat from these...
It's horrible that these people say that. I can't believe that they're saying that Antifa is a problem.
White supremacist groups that the Homeland Security Department was trying to issue a warning about. There's a separate allegation that he has now made, by the way, Brianna. He says that, according to him, the department was also instructed to downplay the threat from Russia with regard to election interference and to emphasize the threat that was posed by China. Now, that also matches the rhetoric from the president, who doesn't really want to hear. We've heard this repeatedly from
all
officials.
Right. You get the point. There's these gay ops that run all the time. And there's always some new leaker or always some new one on the inside who claims XYZ and that they didn't do this. And oh, my God. And then, I mean, not that this is like particularly... stand out from all the noise that we've had for the last 3 years here, with Trump in power. They've been trying to do this all the time, essentially. But you get the point, right? That this, like, media is like, they're trying real hard to flip this and make sure that the Antifa doesn't, they don't exist. It's not an issue. White supremacy, that's the issue. And can we, okay, just QAnon is still around on the internet. Can we somehow associate them with violent white supremacy and then hinge it on Trump? Yeah, they did. They literally just did that. Minnesota Matt with a diamond says, QAnon, a violent radical group? Lol, what? Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. It's crazy town. Zygote Bear with a diamond says, keep up the good work. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And another diamond from Zygote Bear. A big black man with AIDS. Good to see you, sir. Sensei Dominus says, on average, a pedo molests 10 kids before getting caught. Is that true? Holy shit, that's incredible. Well, remember, that's not something we should worry about, though. That's not the big issue here. The big issue is these white supremacists who are reading things on the internet. That's the big problem. Not kids getting molested or raped at increasingly younger ages. That's really not happening. It's incredible. Right, we have Millennial Honky gifting a 1 month sub to Mandela, I think it is, Mandela 108, and also to Minnesota Matt, I think it is. Yes, I think it is. A Millennial Honky sends 1 month sub. Millennial Honky also just resub for 1 month. Sorry, I'm getting these notifications confused here. Thank you for that. Big black man with AIDS again with the diamond says, that bitch is a Unabomber. That bitch is in a Unabomber cabin. Yeah, you mean the what was her name again? Gomez or something? What was it? Was it Gomez? So let me just go back here real quick. I got to remember her name. Martinez. Shannon Foley Martinez. Yeah, well, exactly. They have her hidden away in some kind of weird location. Look at that TV. Someone pointed out that. Look at that old TV there. Big black man with AIDS again with a diamond says she puts the lotion on the skin or... Wait a minute. So I missed one there. That's why. This bitch is in a Unabomber cabin. Yes, I got that one. Big black man with AIDS again with a diamond says Buffalo Bill has this bitch prisoner. And one more. She puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose. It gets cut off there. Let me see if it continues. The hose... Oh, jeez. Am I missing one? I'm sorry here, butchering this. Okay, a hose... A soccer mom, QAnon neo-Nazi. Okay, I believe them. It continues. Must have been cut off there. But anyway, something about the lotion on the skin. I don't know. Sorry for missing that. Ulov Sen with a diamond says, more... He says, more Norwegian news, tip lykten.no and sian.no. Yeah, Sian is, we covered them. It's the Stop Islamization of Norway that did some events in Oslo recently, which turned violent, as usual, of course. A big black man with AIDS again afterwards with the diamond says, a soccer mom QAnon neo-Nazi. Okay, I believe them. Yeah, well, it's so absurd, right? Ulov with another diamond says, Danish news. Snaponen.dk and denkortavis.dk. I will have to share these or somehow, but I appreciate the diamonds and the little tips. We do appreciate Scandinavian news, Olav. So thank you for that. Another diamond, actually 1, 2, 3, 4 from Olav following that. 4 diamonds. Thank you, Olav. Appreciate that. Thank you for the support. Max Headroom with the diamond. Olav again with the diamond. Actually 2 diamonds. No messages on those. And then a big black man with AIDS and other diamonds. The CNN reporters are frets. And like being pissed on. maybe that's true. Gotta say allegedly, otherwise you'll be sued, right? Cornered space alien. With a diamond, no politician will say who funds the psychopaths. No, they won't. Well, they're partially funded by them too, right? That's what I believe anyway, most of them. Okay, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Let me check entropy real quick. Want to make sure there's nothing there. There is another one from Unknown Californian for 10. Says, I can't believe this is what we're dealing with in 2020. All I wanted to do is experiment with entheogens, explore my consciousness, and think about ancient cultures and how I relate to them. But instead, I have to live in a genocidal clown world. Have you ever tried a sensory deprivation chamber? Yeah, it's funny. It's like a lot of people that, you know, used to be in... I mean, it's kind of tangentially related to the conspiracy world, I guess. I know, Californian. You know, like people who were... Yeah, they were into, like, more esoteric stuff or maybe occult is the wrong word, but just the things hidden, and they like to explore, you know, alternative things, and even to that extent, their consciousness and stuff like that have kind of been, I think many of them have slowly woken up to the, being thrust into the clownishness of the real world, and just the psychopath in charge, and just how they're ruining our nations. But again, we need everybody we can get. You can't, you know, in these times, you can't sit around and just do drugs in your own dream world. It's just not going to get you in any good place. Maybe when the war is won, when we have victory, some can go back to that, huh? Anyway, he said, have you tried a sensory deprivation chamber? I have not. I've never tried that. I've seen them. I've heard of them, but never tried it. I guess some people find that enlightening, I guess, right? Thank you. I know California. Appreciate that. Let me see if there's any. Nope, those are that. That's it on that front. Now, let me see here. A couple of things here. We're coming up towards the end here, but a couple of more things I want to get into. And one of them is Belarus, White Russia, Belarusia, right? Bela meaning white, Rus short for Russia, White Russia. We in Sweden, we call it Vit Ryssland, White Russia. But anyway, Belarus have had a tumultuous summer here and going into autumn as well. A lot of riots, protests, I guess, out on the streets. The cops have, and riot police have clamped down and stuff like that. And of course, you got to always kind of ask yourself when there are satellite states, to Russia and countries that were part of the former Soviet Union, you'd always have these gay ops, or if you want to call them color revolutions, which is a kinder name on them, happening in Georgia. It's happening in Ukraine. It's happened in many other countries, right? All these former satellite states where they are satellite states, but they're part of the Soviet Union. NATO, the West, are trying to alter politics in these countries. They want to get them on their page so that NATO and some of these other groups, the Atlanticists, whatever you want to call them, can get a step closer to the Kremlin and stuff like that, right? It's part of this geopolitical game and battle that's been going on for a couple of decades now. But there's been turmoil. And so I just wanted to briefly talk about it and briefly show some clips of some of the claims that they... Well, some of the things that they claim is going on. And it's not that I don't know fully enough about it yet. I just know that there's a couple of things which have happened in Belarus recently, which might merit this beyond just people call election fraud. Might be some of you even in chat that have a little bit more information and more enlightened than I am. I've seen it in passing over the last couple of weeks, turmoil in Belarus, and I want you to look into it and stuff like that. I have a couple of angles to it of why, potentially why some of the reasons could be that we're seeing an uptick in this right now. But anyway, here's a little summary, I guess, here from BBC News, which you of course have to take with a grain of salt, but it's good to see what's the West's and the mainstream's claim on this? Why is this happening, right? All right, it says that they want the president, Lukashenko, to resign.
Our aim is to show the government that we are not their slaves.
We are here to show that we never elected him, and that we want the change, that we want the new country with a new president.
All right, I can read for the podcast audience really quick here. They're interviewing you. Look at how horrifyingly white it is in this footage too, by the way. It's not interesting. One of the ladies here said, I think that everyone here on the square is afraid and there is a reason to be scared. She says, let me continue playing. Because our government, it continues, has already shown how it can treat its people. There's accusations of torture and stuff like that by the leadership. BBC, skipping. But she continues, there is faith, more faith than fear. So that's why we came here today. This lady says. Meanwhile, the president landed at his Minsk home wearing a flak jacket and carrying an assault rifle, right? That they make him looking pretty based right there. And says, thank you guys, you rock, to his, his security detailer. Outside the palace. We will deal with them, he says. In neighboring Lithuania, People formed a human chain in solidarity with the protesters. Long live Belarus, are chanting here. All right, so kind of still unclear in terms of other videos. The claim here is that there was an election. Belarus has been gripped by mass protests triggered by an election widely believed to have been rigged in favor of the longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko. Again, believed is that's an awful lot of people being out for just believe or being either manipulated by it, right? Do we have proof? Is 100% certain? No. The scale of the protest is unprecedented for Belarus. More than 100,000 have packed into central Minsk, the capital, for four consecutive Sundays since the disputed August 9 election. More than 600 people were detained during the September 6 protest in Minsk and some other towns and cities. Rallies for Mr. Lukashenko have been much smaller. But again, we don't see that. We don't know how many people are in support of this. Again, keep in mind, this could be a color revolution. This could be another attempt to get someone in charge, which the Western part of the global elite, at least, if we're going to put it that way, wants to have a little bit more control over, right? After violent clashes with opposition demonstrators, numerous allegations of police brutality, processions of women in white with roses, and walkouts at major state enterprises. We take a look at how all this came about, they say in BBC. So here's a claim of someone being tortured here or threatened. Sergei says riot police in Belarus threatened to burn him alive. Check out this clip here. And a nice ass shot here in the beginning for you. After a brutal police clampdown, says here, Belarus has begun to release its detainees. They told the BBC of horrific abuse and torture in detention. Sergei Melatnets was detained and tortured. He showed us a doctor's certificate confirming torture injuries. He says they began to torture me. They asked me who the organizers of the protest are. Where are the others? I told him there weren't any. He electrocuted me about 10 times in the legs, near the heart, and my arms. From the footage here. Whenever we moved or said a word, we would get hit with batons straight away. The riot police swore and threatened us. One of them said, if I was ordered to burn you alive, I would. How can you believe it? He threatened to burn us alive. All right. So, interesting bit about this, the way BBC runs this, it's always on an emotional basis. It's never factual and stuff. I'm not claiming that this didn't happen or that Lukashenko is like a stand-up guy and super good or whatever. I don't know much about him, but the method is always the same. The way that external forces come into some of these countries and whip up discontent is always the same. Follows this pattern, right? That's why some people believe it's just another, color revolution, basically. Europe's longest serving ruler, President Lukashenko, took office in 1994 amid the chaos caused by the collapse of the Soviet Union, often described as Europe's last dictator. Of course, he has to get, again, the West, and the BBCs and stuff, they can wheel and deal with China and Saudi Arabia and Israel and stuff like this. And it's never an issue about human rights or that people are being tortured or stuff. I mean, they hardly cover Yemen and, what goes on there and stuff like that. But as soon as they can whip out some kind of, he has a bad human rights record, they always whip that out against these kinds of guys. And again, I'm not saying that it's good or anything. I don't know enough about him. But I would assume that there's a reason why they want to get him out right now. Right, and we'll get to that in a moment. Potentially why. It might not be the only reason, but it could be one reason. He has tried to preserve elements of Soviet communism. Much of manufacturing has remained under state control, and the main media channels have been loyal to the government. The powerful secret police is even still called the KGB. How about that? At the same time, Mr. Lukashenko has tried to style himself as a tough nationalist with a direct manner. So wait a minute, he's a communist nationalist? He's a Nazbol. Nice. Based. Defending his country from harmful foreign influences and a guarantor of stability. Yeah, so the West don't like that. That's a problem, right? We know that. These factors have given him until now a solid base of support, though elections under his rule have never been considered free or fair. So now they're whipping out these protests and stuff like that. So the question is why. There was a couple of people that talked about it. RT had a piece here by Bradley Blankenship, which said the Belarusian protests are not a color revolution. They're the result of Lukashenko repeating Soviet mistakes. Interesting. So RT, I'm not sure if RT has some weird stuff going on. I'm not sure I can believe that. Maybe Blankenship here doesn't have maybe he doesn't have the full story, but maybe he does. What do I know? So yeah, the take here is that some people have said this. What was that follow up? It was there was Lithuania was spreading there, right? Dissidentvoice.org, which is generally it's been historically pretty good on calling out these color revolutions, kind of when the West does it. It's basically a far left outlet, but at least they have remained far left on the anti-war stuff, which of course the liberal progressive left have just left behind, and they don't give a shit about any of that anymore. So you can go to these guys as a source in terms of like try to find out when there's some kind of gay op that the West is running. And Peter Koenig here writing is basically proposing, yeah, that it could be some kind of interference that's going on here in Belarus. It's a color revolution of a different shade, or is it a color revolution of a different shade? He asks here, and we don't really get the whole story at the end. We don't know enough yet to understand. But usually, in hindsight, there's always some organization or some group that's found out where they're like, well, they injected money into this, so they rallied the youth around some issue, or they're running social media campaigns. Usually, there's always something like that pops up, and then you find out, oh, okay, they're sponsored by like the Atlantic Council or something like that. That's usually the case, right? Another piece of RT here says, Lithuania, Latvia, and Poland's ultimatum to Belarus, let us mediate election talks between Lukashenko and the opposition, or face sanctions. So I guess it's enough of an instability in the whole Baltic region, or even two Baltic countries, including Poland, to try to solve the issue in some capacity or face sanctions. But I don't know, Lithuania, Latvia, Poland, are they in the pockets of someone else? Yeah, possibly. Now, there's another interesting aspect of, and I'm not hinging everything on this, and I'm not saying that this is the reason for it, but it was an interesting detail that came out that apparently Lukashenko was breaking ranks, in the sense that he became a little bit too wordy regarding talks with the World Bank, with the IMF, where there was conditions that came with being granted loans from the World Bank, that he was told, you have to impose extreme COVID-19 lockdown. And then he ended up speaking out about this. Now, I've been trying to find it from a couple of different sources, and it's somewhat hard to confirm. But it's, you also won't get this in the mainstream. That's another kind of downside, right? Anyways, here's the headline says, exposed World Bank coronavirus aid comes with conditions for imposing extreme lockdown, reveals Belarus president. This is back in July, so this is before this started, right? Huge foreign loans are given to sovereign nations by the World Bank, the IMF, and the likes, but the conditions that come attached to these loans are seldom told by governments to their citizens. A recent case in Belarus has exposed the conditions laid by these agencies for loans being provided for COVID-19. The president of Belarus has exposed that the World Bank coronavirus aid comes with conditions for imposing extreme lockdown measures to model a coronavirus response on that of Italy, and even changes in the economic policies, which he refused as being unacceptable. Additional conditions which do not apply to the financial part are unacceptable for Belarus, the president Alexander Lukashenko said when speaking about external lending during a meeting to discuss support measures for the real economic sector on the part of the banking system, reported by Belarusian Telegraph Agency, BEITA, right? So that's a source we can look in. Might have to do another check on the source here that they're using. But wouldn't that be interesting, though, right? If basically they're trying to... The World Bank, and I didn't get around to playing this last time, and we're kind of up against, right against the end here of today's show, but I do still want to play them. The Great Reset, right? The IMF World Economic Forum's strategy, essentially, for how to reboot the economic system in the wake of COVID-19, right? That these organizations and institutions have used COVID-19, They have tried to, I think willingly, wanting to bring countries to its knees economically to sink their claws deeper into them, right? And even the World Economic Forum has been very, very keen on these, you know, digital apps and passport, you know, COVID passes and stuff like that in the wake of it, wake of this digitized passports and all that kind of stuff. We've covered some of that over the time. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is true. But the problem is that someone like Lukashenko, who's like, you know, base enough to walk around with his rifle, talks about these kinds of things. And could it be partially, at least, I'm sure there's other motivating factors too, but could it partially be that this guy is just, you can't speak about that kind of stuff. You cannot get this out there. This is crazy. Lukashenko asked the participants of the meeting how things were with the provision of foreign credit assistance with Belarus. Quote here, what are our partners' requirements? It was announced that they can provide Belarus with $940 million in so-called rapid financing. How are things here? The head of state inquired. At the same time, he stressed that additional conditions which do not apply to the financial part are unacceptable for the country. We hear the demands, for example, to model our coronavirus response to that of Italy. I do not want to see the Italian situation to repeat in Belarus. We have our own country and our own situation, the president said. According to the president, the World Bank has shown interest in Belarus coronavirus response practices, right? So interesting little side note here, if that's the case, right? Is that the case, that it was bad enough that he spoke out about some of this? And he's an old, as they reported on in the BBC piece there, he's an old relic, if you will, of you know, when the wall fell, basically, and the Soviet Union collapsed, I should say. It's just time to get rid of him. We need some new modern, which we, you know, let's put someone who's a pedophile in charge so we can manipulate them or whatever, right? Whatever the the reasoning is. And then, of course, he done stuff like this, where he speaks out and talks about the fact that the World Bank demands conditions similar to Italy being imposed on Belarus. That's crazy. That's crazy talk, right? So speaking of COVID-19 and coronavirus, so I will return, by the way, we'll return to Belarus and see the developments there, and we'll do some more research as well. This is just a peripheral little look at the situation to try to cover some of the protests and stuff like that. But this one out of the Australia claimed that they have a cure, basically, for coronavirus. Wonder drug, ivermectin or something, to cure virus. Let's check this out.
Now, I want to go to claims again of another so-called wonder drug in the treatment of coronavirus. We've got to be skeptical about exaggerated claims, of course, but we've also got to look very carefully at what medical experts are putting forward and what results are showing on the ground. We've seen studies and trials on hydroxychloroquine, for instance, that are dismissive and others that are very encouraging. But when it comes to the drug ivermectin, we're still in the relatively early stages. But it too is a Federal Drug Agency and World Health Organization approved drug that's widely used around the world for parasitic infections and is now being cited and prescribed as a treatment for COVID-19.
Before we continue there, big black man with AIDS says with a diamond here, Belarus protesters aren't masked, must be QAnon. Well, there you go. Right, they're far right militias. Now, what I've heard in passing, and I have to look into this too, but what I've heard in passing too was that apparently the president and others in Belarus have said basically that the West is psychotic for its response to the coronavirus, that this was outlandish, it was complete overreaction. There were things like this. I have to look into this more and back that up with some article or some sources that said that. But I remember seeing it in passing, and I just didn't have time at that time to follow up on it. But if that's the case, right, if they haven't locked down, as you can see, the protesters too, as you said, a big black man with AIDS, no mask, it was nothing like that, right? And they just, again, they can't have these countries doing a different tactic, a different approach. I mean, largely, COVID-19 is, it's over, it's done, it's move on. It's like there's, this is not a threat. And the fact that they're going to try to keep this going, at least in America, all the way up to the election is preposterous. But they'll probably try. They'll probably try doing it. This is how crazy it is. But there's nothing left of it anymore. But they still push it. And Australia is on a massive lockdowns. New Zealand, the UK. It's just like amazing government overreach and clampdown in the wake of something which is it's gone. There's nothing left, right? So yeah, that could be another reason, actually, why they went in. Max Headroom with a diamond says, are you going to cover the fires in Oregon? Arson, maybe? Yeah, I will have to follow up on that. I saw California, of course, a lot of them. And I saw that one major fire, or which had caused one of the major fires, was done by fireworks during a gender reveal. It was some kind of LGBTQ thing or something, and they were doing it out in, like, not in the middle of the forest, but like on a park or something like that, and they had fireworks with them, and it had gone awry, and so there we go. Gender reveal causes some of these fires. But yeah, I'll follow up on that too. Thank you so much, Max Headroom, for that. Let's continue this a little bit here.
In fact, this high-level Australian study involving a number of institutions, including Monash University, has declared that the drug inhibits the replication of the virus, kills it off. The key points here are the drug kills the virus in test tube experiments, a single treatment produces a 5,000-fold reduction over 48 hours, it's already approved to treat other infections, so it can be repurposed, and it's widely available as a listed WHO essential medicine. It's being trialled around the world and in Australia. One doctor who says we should accelerate its use is Sydney gastroenterologist Professor Thomas Barodi. He joins me now. Thanks so much for joining.
All right, we're not going to look at the rest there. This goes on for quite a few minutes. But yeah, and another one then, maybe another one they have to suppress. Ivermectin. Did I pronounce that correct? Ivermectin. anyway, maybe that's something. Why not if it works? Because it's not about hydrochloroquine or ivermectin. It's about the vaccine. You guys realize that, right? It's about the vaccine. It's about the fact that everybody will need to take the vaccine, and they're looking at now November as wheeling out the vaccine. And as I said in the last week in Warrior, it's going to be very interesting to see how the people who have been pro-vaccine, or rather they've been anti-vaccines, or there have been anti-vaxxers, right? They've been hysterical about this issue that there are people who don't believe in it. It's going to be very interesting to see if Trump is the one who is behind the wheel out of the vaccine, and whether it's Moderna, one of these companies that he attributed or assigned to provide the vaccine. What are these people going to do? Because many of them have enough Trump derangement syndrome that they probably wouldn't take it. We played a clip with Kamala Harris where she said she was, all of a sudden, she basically became an anti-vaxxer overnight because Trump promised that this vaccine would be rolled out. Now, I'm going to wouldn't take any of these, of course. You can do whatever you want, but look into what these things, with the damages of this too. But the point is too, we're not going to get long-term studies. We don't know what the damages are going to be. If it's an mRNA vaccine, we have no idea. This has never been tested before. And I'm not going to line up and do some Russian roulette bullshit here for something which is over. There's no death rates on this thing anymore. I would never do it. This is insanity, right? But it's about that. They're going to wheel that out. So, I don't know. It's just been crazy to watch this shit. But anyway, definitely read up on this before you decide to take something yourself or anybody in your family before you propose any of this, because this is nuttery. I would not do it. Big Black Man with AIDS sends a diamond and says, did the cops tell the protesters, this is going to hurt me more than this hurts you? Are you talking about the Belarus protesters, maybe? But maybe they did. So two diamonds from Big Black Man with AIDS. Thank you for that, sir. Appreciate it. Daredevil's Advocate with a diamond. No message. Thank you. McCooley with a Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Says redicemembers.com. Yeah, that's right. Check out redicemembers.com. Our own website. We host everything ourselves right there. Great way of supporting us. You get access to exclusive content as well. All the videos goes up there first. And of course, you can not only catch Weekend Warrior and the second hour of many of the interviews that we've done, but also exclusive videos that we do just for members. We have some more member stuff exclusive going up here as well, by the way. So thank you for the little plug, McCooley. Appreciate that. Okay, I see a couple of one-month subs handed out. Very much appreciative. Thank you, William Shear. Actually, Silosopher, is it? That's handing them out. I always get that wrong. Gives another 5 one-month subs. Thank you so much, Karavaki, VTMFV, Dias Volt, William Shear, and Goyim Defender receives those. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. All right, guys, we're going to begin wrapping up here. I think we're going to open the DLive chest, though. Let me make sure there's nothing else on Entropy Stream. Appreciate that. I actually had a couple of more stories, but we'll have to We'll have to wait a little bit with those. Tom Fitton sharply criticized the Durham probe. The Durham probe, we talked about that in the Week in Warium show, which seemed interesting, the investigation into the bullshit about the Russia probe and stuff like that. I want to follow up on that. This one, we have to cover this later. It's too late now. Women plan all-black community in Georgia after 400 years of racial oppression. It's good news that you want to have people having their own community, right? And I'm completely pro this. I think that this is a great thing if people want to. I believe in freedom of association. I don't believe in just nationalism for one group or just for white people. I believe in nationalism for everybody. And even if that's down to creating your own little community, that's a good thing, right? And of course, if white people are so bad and so horrible, so oppressive, so racist, then why not set up your own thing, right? But the problem is, of course, and we'll talk about this when we go into detail in the story next time, the problem is, if white people would do this, there would have been shrieking outrage, right? So anyway, we'll talk more about that at a later point. Some BLM updates as well. See, Mr. Wright gives a couple of donations here too. Mr. Wright gives a Ninjagini. Thank you. He says, good morning. I guess I must watch this one on BitChute. Yeah, it's going to be there right after the show. We just export it and then upload. Also goes up, of course, on redicemembers.com, so you can download or stream from there. As soon as we've exported the show. Thank you, Mr. Wright, for the Ninja Guinea. And after that, he sends 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Good to see you. Thank you so much for tuning in. All right, let me fill up the chest here. What do we have in the chest? Thank you again, boys and girls. Appreciate your support here today. We have about 500. So we'll put in another 500, and so we'll dish out about 1,000 lemons here. Opening that up, heads up on that if you want to catch some of that, ladies and gentlemen. Distributing rewards. All right. What else do we have? If you're joining us late, of course, here, definitely make sure you check out the latest video that Lana did, How to Decolonize Your Life and Be Free from White Colonialism. Fun video. Some good tips in there for you guys. But otherwise, we will be back here. We have a couple of solo videos. We have some interviews in the pipeline. They're not scheduled yet for this week, but hopefully for next week. So we haven't forgotten about those. And then, of course, we have Flashback Friday coming back here, Friday as usual. And then Sundays, we do Weekend Warrior. So definitely make sure you stay tuned. RedIce.tv and RedIceMembers.com. All right, some of the lucky followers here. Dixon Uranus, number one. Ayui, is that how I pronounce your name? Number two, thank you. Karavaki, number three. Roar, number four. And William Shear, number five. All right, boys and girls, we're going to wrap up there. Thank you again so much for joining us here today. I do appreciate it. But as I said, we'll be back here with much more soon. Until then, of course, take care. And thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Always good to see you here. Stay safe, rather, and take care. We'll see you next time. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at RedIceMembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.